for so long, you know, you trained for so long, you look forward to, you know, coming out of college. So it's definitely something I'm anxious for. You know, I'm excited for the opportunity just to go out here and be able to compete with the guys around me.
Being home, how does that factor into things? I mean, does that add a sentimental value to, you know, playing for the Giants?
Oh, definitely. I mean, you know, just being in that state, you know, my home state, even though it's, you know, New York, it's still kind of New Jersey. So, you know, I got a great fan base. You know, I got a great support staff, you know, back home. And just, you know, being that team that you've always looked up to, you know, I've always said, oh, you know, the Giants, blah, blah, blah. And
did you say that? Did you root for them? Did you say that's the team that I'd want to play for? Or?
I mean, I never had a favorite team in particular, but I always liked the Giants. You know, just when I got that phone call, you know, on that day, it was something really special to me. So,
what's it been like since then? I mean, have you gone through a lot of excitement, emotions, you know, since being selected by the team?
I've been extremely excited. I wouldn't say too many emotions. I've kind of, you know, held that all in. But, I mean, it's just been great being able to go back home. You know, this is a team that all my friends, you know, family are huge fans of. So just being able to play, you know, for such a great and prestigious organization.
What's your hope as you go into camp? I mean, what are you fighting for? Are you fighting for a spot, do you feel like? What's the mentality going in?
I definitely feel like, you know, definitely fighting for a spot. Everybody's fighting for a spot. But I feel like, you know, my goal is to just go in there, you know, do the best I can in everything that I do, and really just make the most of each opportunity. Obviously, my main goal is to make the team, so that's really what I'm coming out here to do.
With some of the veterans in the defensive backfield, I mean, do you see that as an opportunity to learn, you know, to engage them? How do you look at that?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I look at DRC, Prince, you know, a lot of the older guys, even the safeties, you know, and try and base, you know, my practice tempo, new things, cornerback techniques off of each individual, especially Walter, Thurman, you know, all those guys. I just kind of take in everything I can and try and relay it myself.
What do you see the mood being like around here? I mean, I know you weren't part of the team last year. They go 7-9, obviously missing the playoffs 2 straight years. Do you feel there's confidence, that there's a desire to change that this season around here?
I definitely feel like there's definitely a desire to change that. I feel like guys were pissed off about last year, you know, and we're just coming back with a vengeance. Everybody's working hard, getting after it. You know, all the older guys are trying to get the younger guys to, you know, hop on board as quick as we can. So I definitely feel like we're moving in the right direction.
Cool. Good luck, man.
Thank you.
And what have they given you any insight thinking for you in terms of where you might fit in on special teams, things like that, defensive backfield?
I mean, I'm not really sure. You know, I've been kind of all over the board running around. I feel like as of now, you know, they're just trying to get a fit for each individual person and kind of see where I'm at. But, I mean, I've been on all special teams, you know, running around there. And, you know, I just plan on working myself up the depth chart from a cornerback standpoint.